The floor.
Thank you, Mr. President, Excellencies, members of the Human Rights Council, representatives of civil society, fellow delegates, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. We express many thanks to each of you for your participation in these proceedings and to the Troika selected for the Bahamas, namely the distinguished representatives of Chile, Senegal, and Qatar for their support, cooperation, and insight into the UPR process. We also acknowledge a debt of gratitude to Mr. Sanchez and his staff and treaty divisions for the assistance rendered to the Bahamas' delegation during this process. I also wish to extend my deep thanks and appreciation to all council members and stakeholders who had the interest and took the time to participate in this critically important review of the Bahamas. As I mentioned in my opening statement, the Universal Periodic Review emphasizes and reinforces the significance of international collaboration and, more essentially, of accountability. This exercise of self-evaluation and mutual evaluation consequently highlights culture, values, the efficacy of values in relation to their abandonment or their use, as well as progress and the mindset of prevention as a guarantor in relation to human rights. The Bahamas is and has always been committed to ensuring full human rights to all persons living in and visiting her shores. The Bahamas looks forward to active, immediate, and full review of all 141 recommendations with a view towards responding as to which are accepted and which are not accepted, or as the terminology properly is, which are noted, and to reply as soon as possible and within the allotted time frame. In addition, as previously stated in the Bahamas' opening remarks, the government will continue to improve the work of its National Reporting Cooperation Mechanisms, NRCM, to formalize implementation of the conventions and reporting mandates, and so to improve the overall reporting process for the Bahamas. The founders of the United Nations responded to the horrors of the Second World War by not only emphasizing human rights in the United Nations Charter, but by establishing in the very first words of the Charter that the primary beneficiary of the rights, privileges and obligations under the Charter are not the acknowledged key actors in the international environment, not sovereign states, but we, the peoples. Additionally, the 1968 Declaration of Tehran, which synthesized the major strategic tenets for the enjoyment of human rights, underscores that the achievement of lasting progress in the implementation of human rights is dependent upon sound and effective national and international policies of economic and social development, as well as the urgent promotion of education at all levels. The fundamental and unwavering commitment of the Bahamas to human rights is evidenced both in the birth pangs of our nation and in our Constitution. Bahamas' independence has been characterized by one of her founding mothers, the late Dame Dr. Doris Johnson, as a quiet revolution. Her book with that title, The Quiet Revolution, has been described as the first historical political story of this beautiful island country. Her concluding charge in this book was, and I quote, "Let it be the national hope that Bahamians can continue to witness, with God's help, to the power of the human intellect to change unwanted conditions without violence or bloodshed. Let the world continue to watch and take courage from the results of our quiet revolution in the Bahamas. Let this tiny island country, lifted at last to the peak of independence, continue to be a refuge and haven of peace in a world so sadly torn by futile wars among men who were meant to be brothers. And finally, let there be complete freedom for all our people in an independent Commonwealth of the Bahamas." Mr. President, our people and their welfare are paramount in the minds and in the plans of the government. And we can assure you that the preservation of the dignity and honor of each citizen is the force that drives us daily to work effectively, efficiently, and diligently. Let me refer to the words from our national anthem, which state, and I quote, "See how the world marks the manner of your bearing. Pledge to excel in love and unity. Pressing onwards, march together to a common, loftier goal, till the road you've trod leads unto your God. March on, Bahamaland." It is our desire to march in a way, hand in hand with each of you, that will always promote excellence, not only in our country, not only in this forum, but throughout the world. And so on behalf of the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and its people, Mr. President,